英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的地道美语。让我们邀请出电话连线的嘉宾，美籍外教 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon everyone, thank you for joining us.
欢迎大家，今天我们聊聊发家致富，如何成为世界首富。当然我们成为不了世界首富，但是我们可以知道当今的世界首富是谁呢？ Who is the wealthiest person in the world in this month?
Someone just became the new wealthiest person in the world.
Someone just became the new wealthiest person in the world.
Who is him? Elon Musk.Yeah.
好啊，这位人士呢，最近这些年哈、啊，都已经在大众的目光当中了。他的名字叫做 Elon Musk.
Musk. Yeah.
Musk. 所以今天是 Mark 和 Musk 的对话了哈。
对。
啊，所以如果你想让你的孩子以后有成就，就是 name him Musk or Mark.
Sure. Sure. There you go.
都是可以的哈。马克老师最近是关注到了这个世界首富的消息，是吧？ Marcus has been reading about the wealthiest person in the world recently, right?
Sure.
What did you find out?
I did a little research for this dialogue. Sorry?
What did you find out?
I found out that he's not American. He was born in South Africa, and when he was 17 years old, he moved to Canada. And then after just a little while, he became an American citizen. And then he went to the University of Pennsylvania, where he got two bachelor's degrees, one in business from the Wharton School of Business and the other in economics. And then he got admitted to Stanford for a PhD program, and he dropped out after 2 days.
Drop out for yeah. 2 days.
He joins Bill Jobs and Bill Gates. Steve Jobs and Bill Gates in the dropout club.
Another
right?
guy.
right.
啊、只要一 drop out, 只要一辍学就能够当 the richest man in the world.
Right.
像比如说像以前的史蒂夫乔布斯 Steve Jobs、mm-hmm. 还有 Bill Gates,大家都是不满意学校的生活、
right.
直接就辍学了，干自己的事儿了。Started her, his own businesses.
嗯哼，
是的。哎 ，He was born in South Africa.
That's right.
哦，还是在非洲呢。啊
，Yeah, yeah. His mother was a model, and his father, I forget what his job was. It was some kind of engineer or something like that. And they divorced when he was about 11 years old, if memory serves.And so he was raised by his mother, and they didn't have much money. Yeah,
我们知道他一手呢打造了这个 PayPal,
right?
啊，这个支付的方式贝宝。同时呢，他创造了这个 Tesla,
right?
啊，
yeah.
特斯拉。同时他还有 SpaceX, 还造火箭，
right.
把火箭送上月球。所以，What do you think? What makes Elon Musk a special man, Mark? Do you think?
I think he's a visionary. I mean, he has the idea of colonizing Mars, you know, and he thinks that people will eventually do that, but there needs to be some accelerated technology and things like that. So he's interested in that project. Also, AI is something he's working on. One of his most recent businesses is called the Boring Company, and it's a company that digs tunnels to make roads where traffic is congested, you know, so, yeah.
所以他很多都是 mainly focused on things that involves high technologies.
Right. Eco technology and yes, definitely.
所以 Mark 老师用了一个 visionary 来形容这个人，说明他是有眼界的，他想得多，想得远，有大格局，敢想敢干。
Right.
所以 Elon Musk 也是一个 unique,这个世界上的一个非常独特的人、mm-hmm. 哈。What can we learn from him? Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Let's find out. 今天我们的这个对话呢，就讲一讲马克来告诉我说，哎，伊隆马斯克是如何一步步创建公司的，是如何来登顶世界首富的。我们一起啊，都向他来学习。好，开始第一段的听力 ，Dialogue One.
Good afternoon, Mark. I've just been reading about Elon Musk, the wealthiest person in the world.Huh? I thought that was Jeff Bezos. Not anymore. Elon Musk became the richest this month. That's amazing. He's pretty young, too. He got rich already in his 20s, which is impressive because he's a self-made man. He'll turn 50 this year. Tell me how he got his start. I only know about Tesla and SpaceX. Okay, do you know what made him a millionaire?You have to tell me. Well, he started a company called Zip2, an online city guide. He later sold it for over $300 million to Compaq Computers. I've not heard of Zip2, but then he used the money to start Tesla, right? Not that early. He started a company called X.com. I've never heard of that one either. Did it go belly up? Quite the opposite. Within a year, it became PayPal. Wow, he started that? I used that when I was getting finished with college. I remember when PayPal was acquired by eBay. Right, so that sale made him a billionaire. Nice. So his third company was Tesla, right? Wrong. He founded SpaceX in 2002, a year earlier than Tesla. I had no idea that company was around for so long. I'll tell you an inspirational story next time we chat. I'll be looking forward to it.
好，第一段信息含量非常之丰富啊。晶晶和马克对话开始了。下午好，马克。
Good afternoon, Mark.
我刚刚看了关于伊隆马斯克的报道。
I've just been reading about Elon Musk.
Read about somebody, 了解和阅读关于某人的信息。Read about somebody. 他是如今的世界首富。
He's the wealthiest person in the world.
这是一个形容词的最高级形式。它的原型是 wealthy. Wealthy. 是什么意思？就是
They have money, basically. Yeah, including all of their assets, like real estate and stock and whatnot. Yeah.
Wealthy, 有钱的、啊、富有的、Wealthiest, 变为 I 加上 EST, wealthiest person in the world, 最有钱的。马克说，啊？
啊？
我还以为是杰夫贝索斯呢。
I thought that was Jeff Bezos.
好，世界名人的名字我们一定要会读。这一位这个 Amazon 的这个总裁、
right.
啊、名字叫什么、yeah. English name
Jeff,
is?
Jeff Bezos.
No, Bezos. Bezos.、Mm-hmm. 这个 B-E-Z-O-S. Jeff Bezos. 哎，不再是啦。
Not anymore.
哎，不再是怎么样了。Not anymore. 本月埃隆马斯克成了首富。
Elon Musk became the richest this month.
谁谁谁 became the richest, 又是一个 rich 形容词的最高级形式 richest、mm-hmm. 等于什么？刚才说过的，等于那个 wealthiest.
Right, wealthiest, richest, 一样的意思。对，
一样的意思。好 ，this month 就是这是这个月吧 ？This month,、mm-hmm. January, right?
Right, right, January 7th. Yeah.
Wow, a good beginning.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah.
对于马斯克来说，真是一个不错的开局啊，开年啊。马克说：“太神奇了。”
That's amazing.
That's amazing, or that's impressive.、Mm-hmm. 为什么呢？他还很年轻啊。
He's pretty young too.
He's pretty young. 还挺年轻的。So does everyone know how old is Elon Musk? 有没有人知道
？Take a guess in chat if you can. Yeah, this will be an important birthday for him this year. That's a clue.
啊，给大家一些选项 ，45, 50, 55, 大家可以猜一下哈。Yes, 紫水晶说 ，He was born in 1971. 对，是1971年出生的，所以还是一个属是 a pig 啊，是一个、
right. yes.
是个属猪的一个哈、啊、一位人士。所以呢 ，he is pretty young. 他现在还挺年轻呢。他呀，20多岁就发家了。这很牛啊，因为他是白手起家。好，这句话呢，日常生活里用的挺多的。我们来请大家说一说，如果是你会如何翻译这句话？微信挑战开始。我们来看第一句，第一位同学林嘉熙。
Okay, he started his business at the age of 20. That's amazing because he started from scratch. 他写对有两个句子，所以这个好。第二个句子没有问题。That's amazing because he started from scratch. 可以，可以。Start from scratch is usually one's project, like building a house from scratch or baking a cake from scratch or something like that. Not usually building up your own net worth or something like that.、The first sentence, he started his business at the age of 20, 差不多。但是我觉得他不是正好20岁，他可能是27岁、26岁，我不知道，我忘了，应该24。所以可以换 ，he got rich in his 20s. Right? He got rich in his 20s.
对，大概在二十多岁，我们说 in one's 20s， 这是一个点。
Right.
第二个点，你还没说他是如何发家的呢？如何发财的呢？叫 got rich。
Right.
变得有钱 ，got rich。
Mm-hmm.
然后后面那个 start from scratch 一个短语用得非常好，林嘉欣。
Yeah, pretty good.
啊，林嘉欣用得好。Scratch 就是素描，从白板上画起来，一般是一个 project，
right.
你白手干起来，是吧？从头干起来、
right.
叫 start from scratch。好，
yeah.
林嘉欣八十分，不错。接下来 Jackie Wu 九十分。
Okay, he got rich at age 20. That was awesome. Since he started from scratch.他也说两个句子分开最好对对对对对第二个句子没有问题 That was awesome since he started from scratch 可以He got rich at age 20他在大学才二十岁所以我觉得晚一点点所以、嗯、He got rich in his 20s
对我们不能说 at his 20
right,
不能说 at、yeah. age 20不能说
right, right, right.
只能说 in his 20s
Right 还有可能二十九岁 right
对 ，in his 20s、mm-hmm. 好，第三位同学吧 ，number three，we
okay,
have 薄荷。
Yep, he became rich in his 20s. It's amazing because he built up from nothing. Ooh, okay, 他有一个句子一块儿，所以这个有两个办法，一个是可以分开，所以 it's amazing， 是第二个句子头。第二个办法是用这个逗行，然后 it's amazing 可以换 which is。Which is, 对不对、
嗯、
He became rich in his 20s, 没错误的。逗号 which is amazing, because 他说是 he built up from nothing, built up 是一个东西、
嗯、
built, 建造起来。还有可能单位、团队、这个事情东西但是不能自己
build up。
Unless you're talking about going to the gym and lifting weights.Right, he built up from nothing. Yeah, he became muscle bound. Right, so he 这个可以换 started with nothing. Started with nothing. Right.
嗯，嗯好 ，started with nothing 非常好，
right.
就是啥都没有， right. 白手起家
right, right,
right. 啊，白手起家。
Yeah.
另外呢 ，in his twenties， 他用的非常好，
mm-hmm.
用的非常好。
Yeah,
所以呢，
yeah.
说用一个从句说 ，he started, he became rich in his twenties, which、
right.
is amazing.哎，用一个句子就串联起来了。
嗯哼，
好，那么白手起家究竟怎么说呢？我们可以教给大家一些新鲜的说法。Let's see, Mark 老师是怎么说的
？Okay, he got rich already in his 20s.
这是第一个句子 ，first sentence.
对对对
he got rich, 变得有钱 in his 20s.
对对对，
变 y 为 i 加 es 20s.、
嗯、
然后第二个句子
which is impressive because he's a self.Made man.
好 which is impressive. 记住这个词吧、嗯、我们今天会用很多 impressive. 为什么
Right.
Impress somebody 的意思就是
Yep, make them amazed. Yeah.
对让大家睁大了眼睛说哇哦、wow, 你真的给我好深刻的印象你让我过目难忘 Impressive.
Right. Yeah.Yeah.
就是很牛啊很棒啊很 amazing 啊、mm-hmm. 很 fabulous 等等这些 awesome 啊等等这些、
yeah.
because he's a
self-made man
自己造出来的人 self-made man 好、
mm-hmm.
explain 一下
so that's a noun and we use that to refer to a person who became rich without having money at the beginning of his or her life so they needn't have been poor but they weren't born with money, you know, their parents didn't give them much, so that they had to create the wealth all by themselves.、
嗯、yeah,
self-made man.
Self-made man. A、
right.
self-made man. 一个白手起家的人，特别形容这个人在做事情和创业初期没有钱、
right.
没有什么父母给他的钱，没有自己之前积累的财富，他就是一个 self-made man,、
yeah.
白手起家。
Right.
好，谢谢 Mark 老师，这是一个非常好的短语啊。
Yeah.
他今年呢就要五十岁了。
He'll turn 50 this year.
He will turn 来年纪变化啊，变化我们用 turn 多少多少岁。
Right.
哎、
yeah.
，turn 50, 50 啊，还算是 young people.
Yeah, for a rich guy like him, that's still fairly young. Yeah.
好，马克说，那你告诉我，他是怎么走上致富路的吧？
Tell me how he got his start.
好 how he got his start. 这个怎么理解? Got one start.
Mm-hmm. So if someone becomes famous or they become wealthy, you can ask them what they did early in their career to become successful at first. Mm. So that's the question. How did you get your start? How did she get her start? Right?
您这是怎么开始的？您这是怎么发家的？您这是怎么致富的？ How you got your start?
Right.
你是怎么拿到您的那个开始的字面意思？我只知道特斯拉汽车和 SpaceX 太空探索技术公司呢。
I only know about Tesla and SpaceX.
好，关于现在这两个著名的公司的名字，大家也应该会啊。T,、mm-hmm. 我们看到那个 T is for
Tesla.
Tesla.、
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering what the meaning of Tesla.
The name? Well, it's an invention by Nikola Tesla. That's a kind of machine that creates lightning or something like that. I've seen them in museums. And then he just named his car after that. Yeah.
So,
because it's an electric car. So it's really memorable.
是一个很有科技感的名字叫特斯拉 Tesla. 好、
right.
这个 SpaceX 也是他的一个公司的名字就是太空探索 SpaceX. X,、
right.
is X stands for...
I'm not sure why he uses that. Yeah, one of his early companies was also called X.com. I mean, Generation X is kind of his generation. It's gimmicky, you know, just like Steve Jobs and Apple, they put I in front of everything, iPhone, iPad, or whatever.
Something unknown, something worth exploring.
I don't know if there's any more significance than that to it. Yeah.
总之 X 是一个未知数嘛，对吧？ You never know what's going to happen on X.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
所以 X 就是一个未知数，叫 SpaceX.
Space exploration, obviously, you know, it matches that.
所以是一个值得探索的一个字母，叫 X, 啊，叫 X.
Right.
SpaceX, 一个神秘的字母。所以好，开始了，晶晶说，那你知道是什么让他成为百万富翁的吗？
Okay, so do you know what made him a millionaire?
Do you know what made him a millionaire? What makes somebody something or somebody?、
Right.
就是让某人成为什么。所以我们有 millionaire 是、
mm-hmm. Someone who has more than $1 million in net worth. Yeah, personally.
What about billionaire?
Yep, billionaire has more than $1 billion. Yeah.
百万富翁和亿万富翁，一个是 millionaire,、mm-hmm. 一个是 billionaire.
Right.
Nair 就是什么什么富翁啊。马克说、mm-hmm. 你得给我说给我听听。
You have to tell me.
You have to tell me. I'm curious. 他创办了一家名为 Zip2 的公司。
He started a company called Zip2.
好，大家注意啊，发家史是这样的。First of all, he started a company called Zip2.、
Mm.
That was about what age of Elon Musk?
It was just after he dropped out of Stanford, so I'm assuming he was like 26.
In his 20s.
Or right around there, yeah.
大概24、25岁左右的时候、
right.
辍学了。Yeah.辍学了以后，他是在斯坦福，对，斯坦福辍学了。
嗯、
好，然后他就自己搞了个公司叫 Zip2、
right.
做什么呢？做那种在线的城市指南
，an online city guide。
注意那会儿就已经是 online 了啊、
mm-hmm.
是 online city guide， 像什么呢？类似于我们的大众点评和百度地图那种，有点像 Baidu Map。
Yeah, they created a bunch of content that ended up getting bought by the New York Times and other media, you know,、producers.
一开始就非常有科技含量，一个 online city guide.、
Mm-hmm.
然后后来呢，他以超过$3 million的价格把公司卖给了康柏电脑公司。
He later sold it for over $300 million to Compaq Computers.
好，所以他的套路就是 first of all, he started a company and then sold it.、Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Typical entrepreneur. Yeah.
对，他就先把然后把卖了 ，sold it， 用多少钱的价格 ？For over
$300 million.
300万，那就是$3 亿的价格给了这个 Compaq Computers， 康柏电脑公司是一个电脑公司，是专门做 computers 的。
Right.
啊，好，先卖了，就卖了就得了$3 亿嘛。马克说：“我咋都没听说过什么 Zip2 呢？”
I've not heard of Zip2.
I have not heard of. Heard of something 就是什么耳闻。
Mm-hmm.
就是了解 learn about something.
I don't know it. 我没听说过的。
对，
对
就是听说什么事情 learn.、
Mm.
I have not heard of Zip2.、
Mm.
后来呢他就用这些钱创办了特斯拉。
But then he used the money to start Tesla, right?
He used the money to start Tesla, right? 没那么早。
Not that early.
没有那么快啊。Not that early. 没有的，没有的。之后呢，他的第二家新公司叫做 X.com。
He then started a company called X.com.
简单句 ,start a company, 创办了一个公司、called X.com.马克说我也没听说过这家公司啊。
I've never heard of that either.
I have never heard of that either. 知道 either 怎么用吗 ?either, 啊 ?either 这个词怎么用
?Yeah, not something either, yeah.
对表示否定。如果是肯定的话我都说 I've done 怎么样 too. 如果是否定的话我不怎么怎么样我也不怎么怎么样 ,either.
Right.
Or either 这个读法、either、either 否定的也是否定就问马克说我没听说过他倒闭了吗
Did it go belly up?
好学习一个词 Go 肚子朝上 belly up
Go belly up is like an idiom You know when a fish dies its belly floats up to the top of the surface of the water So it's kind of like the company is a fishand if it dies, it just floats up, and then, you know, like the company runs out of business, completely fails, or whatever, it goes belly up. Yeah.
啊，原来这个短语是来自于鱼，鱼死了以后呢，
肚
皮朝上翻着。
Yeah.
Oh, or a ship.
Right. Because we call the hull of the ship the belly. Yeah.
啊，不，船翻了呀，鱼死了呀，都是肚肚朝上的，
right.
白的那面朝上的，所以 belly up.就是什么了带了哈梗儿了、
Yeah, company dies, like a corporation dies,、especially if it's a big one. Yeah,、
especially big companies.
Right. We wouldn't say that for a small restaurant or something like that. You could, but yeah, it's more like, you know, Burger King went belly up or something like that. Yeah,、
大公司啊狗带了哈。
Right, right.
对，就我们这 Ursula 同学说的非常好，叫狗带了，就是这个意思，
right, right.
狗带了。就是大公司呢，就是倒闭了。垮了破产了都叫做 go belly up 好就问他说 did it go belly up because I have never heard of that one 对吧、
right.
他这家公司 x.com 是不是也倒闭了经理说恰恰相反
quite the opposite
quite 非常非常的 the opposite quite the opposite 正好相反完全相反不到一年他就变成了 paypal 被保
Within a year, it became PayPal.
看 ,within a year, 不到一年就变成了 PayPal. 现在 PayPal 多大呀对吧
Yeah,
现在 PayPal
it's been around for a long time.
多大呀所以我们可以数一下啊。First of all, he started Zip2.
Right.
Then
X.com, which became PayPal, yeah.
And then PayPal.
Right,
好
right.
就是卖掉一个做成一个然后另外一个变成另一个。Wow, 马克说是贝宝是他创立的呀。
Wow, he started that?
我大学毕业的时候我就用过贝宝啊。
I used that when I was getting finished with college.
I used that when I was. when I was, 我们看大学毕业我们还可以怎么说叫
Getting finished with college.
Getting finished with college.
Yeah, you could say graduating from college, but that's just that one day or those 2 weeks or whatever. But getting finished with college is like your last semester and stuff, yeah.
Oh, getting finished with college. 主要是指你比如说 the last year in the college.
Yeah, exactly.
那一年大四那一年 a senior year,、大四那一年、
yeah.
所以他就比、graduated from college 更强调那一段时间、
right.
叫 getting finished with college. 啊，又会说了毕业那一年啊，我毕业那一年用过贝宝，我还记得贝宝被这个易趣收购的时候。
I remember when PayPal was acquired by eBay.
好 ，eBay 是大家也熟悉的吧？啊，就叫 eBay 啊，叫易趣 eBay， 也是在线购物的哈，在线的这个网站。好，收购怎么说呢？
Yeah, be acquired by.
Acquire， 来，我们 spell 一、spell 一下。
Okay, A C.Q-U-I-R-E, acquire, yeah.
Acquire.
That just basically means to get something. It's now yours. But we use that for a large company that buys a smaller company and makes that smaller company part of their own business.
大公司购买小公司，并且把小公司呢变成 part of his own。
Right.
变成他自己的业务的一部分的时候，这种收购叫做 acquire. What about its non-form?
Acquisition.
Acquisition.
Yeah.Acquisition, yeah.
大家可以一起来记 acquire 动词 acquisition 收购，所以呢就被收购了。然后 eBay 后来是被 Amazon 后来
it was formed earlier than Amazon, and the difference is it's an online auction site. So
在线拍卖，
I mean,
对。
Right. I mean, now Amazon and eBay are doing somewhat the same business, but eBay started out as an auction site. Yeah, so people sell their belongings and they.The prices go up as people agree to buy them and whatnot. Yeah.
对，是的。eBay 一开始是一个 auction, 是在线拍卖的一个网站。
Mm-hmm. Right.
对，反正这些都有关联，最后呢都跟马斯克有关联哈。Has something, at least has something to do with Musk.
Mm-hmm.
所以啊，他的贝宝呢被易趣收购了。是啊，是的 ，right.
Right.
那笔交易就让他成为了亿万富翁。
So that sale made him a billionaire.
That sale 就是卖这个买卖这件事情 made him a billionaire. Mm-hmm. So it just took a few years,
right,
to make him from a millionaire to a billionaire.
Right. Yeah, pretty quick.
就是够有商业头脑的吧，够会赚钱的吧？ Mm-hmm. 马克说，太厉害了。
Nice.
那他第三家公司就该是特斯拉了吧？
His third company was Tesla, right?
His third company was Tesla, right? 错。
Wrong.
他在2002年创立了 SpaceX 太空探索技术公司。
He founded SpaceX in 2002.
注意，这里用了一个 found 这个词，我们看一下怎么用 found.
Yeah, to founded. So that's the past form of found.So, yeah, it's kind of funny because you zao dao, you dong shi, you can find something on the ground or whatever. But if you founded a company, that means you started it, right? You established it, you started it, you founded it.
对、
yeah.
,found 的意思是创建、创办组织或者是机构等于 establish.
Right.
我们之前刚刚在词汇课里讲过这个词，比如说 to found a club, to、
right.
found a company,Or her family founded the college in 1895.
Yeah, so this is coming from the word foundation, right? Foundation, right? It doesn't have to do with the word find.、Mm. Yeah.
The town was founded by English settler in 1790.
Right,
也是可以的、
right.
啊、创建、兴建、成立都是 found. 所以直接接 found 什么公司 in 2002, 比特斯拉还早一年呢。
Right. And a year earlier,than Tesla.
A year earlier than Tesla. 哟，我都不知道那家公司都存在这么久了。
I had no idea that company was around for so long.
好，这里有一个短语叫 be around. Be 在周围是什么意思？ Be around.
Be around is like be here or exist.
Exist.
You know, yeah.
就是 exist 的意思，就是存在了。
Right.
For so long. 哎呀，这公司存在这么久了呀。静静说：“下次咱们聊天的时候，我给你讲个励志的故事。好，励志的故事英文怎么说呢？我们来看看今天的 WeChat 啊，第二个挑战励志的故事。我们看大眼睛。
Okay, next time we talk, I'll tell you an inspiring story.
We talk.
差不多，他拼写 talk 是 talk,
talk.
T-A-L-L, 所以这是要换 talk, yeah.
这个 inspiring 可以吗？”
可以 ，Yeah, inspiring story, inspirational story 都可以说，对对对。
Inspire 是启发的意思 ，inspiring、right. 启发的 ，inspirational 都可以。飞扬天空95分、mm-hmm. ，He said,
"I'll tell you a encouraging story next time."
Encouraging.
这个 a encouraging story 因为形容词有 e 开始，所以 an encouraging story 其他都好。
你要用 encouraging， 要用 an encouraging story。
Right.
我们看一下那些100分的同学 ，We have Alvin.
Okay. Yeah, good. I will tell you an inspirational story when we talk next time. 非常好。
We have 紫水晶100分。
Okay, next time we talk, I'll tell you an inspiring story.
Alan 100分。
Next time we chat, I will tell you an inspirational story.
阳光的布袋100分。
When we have a talk next time, I'll tell you an inspiring story.
Excellent.
Yeah, good job, you guys. Yeah.
非常好 ，Mark 是这么说的。
Okay, I'll tell you an inspirational story next time we chat.
I'll tell you an inspirational, 叫 rational story.
Right.
Next time we chat. Chat, 聊天, C-H-A-T. 我非常期待。
I'll be looking forward to it.
I'll be looking forward to it. 好, can't wait to hear more inspirational stories. Part 2, 听力,走起来。
Hi again, Mark. Are you ready to hear more about Elon Musk? Sure. What was that story you were going to tell me? Well, I forgot to tell you about his earliest money-making schemes. Okay, let's backtrack a bit. What did he do? In college, he rented a 10-bedroom house and turned it into an underground nightclub. That paid for his tuition. Haha, I guess all the cover charges and drinks paid the rent on that mansion as well. Yeah, pretty slick, huh? Anyway, 2 days after he started his PhD program at Stanford, he dropped out to start the business career I told you about last time. Got it. So let's skip ahead to Tesla and SpaceX. Sure, that's where I was going next. And Tesla's been working well for him, as you know. Right, I'm more interested in SpaceX. Sure, so he built rockets and developed reusable ones. That I know. It's pretty impressive, though. Well, his first 3 launches failed. He was all in on the project and was afraid both of his major companies would tank. Geez, I didn't know he came close to Skid Row. He did. His 4th launch was successful, and NASA gave him $160 million at the start of their contract. Phew, what did he do then? He ran out and got a Christmas present for his wife. He hadn't done any shopping, and stores were almost all closed for the holiday already. Aw, that's the inspirational story, isn't it? I also heard he launched a car into space. Is that true? Yep, there's a Tesla Roadster orbiting the sun, thanks to Elon Musk.
第二段，好，开始提问了，说，马克，准备好了，了解更多关于埃隆·马斯克的故事了吗？
Hi again, Mark. Are you ready to hear more about Elon Musk?
Are you ready to hear more about Elon Musk? 当然。
Sure.
你要跟我说的是什么故事呢?
What was that story you were going to tell me?
What was that story? 那是一个什么故事? You were going to tell me. 你要跟我说的那又是一个什么样的故事呢? 哦，我忘了告诉你呀，他最初那些挣钱的点子。
Well, I forgot to tell you about his earliest money-making schemes.
哈，挣钱的点子，英文怎么说?
Money-making schemes.
好, money, 我们知道,钱嘛。Making, 挣嘛。Money-making, 挣钱嘛。Make money, 对不对?好,关键是后面那个词是 S.
S-C-H-E-M-E-S, scheme, schemes.
是什么意思呢?
A scheme is like a plan, and it's not like a formal business plan. There might be something a little dodgy about it or something a little wrong with it. So it's like a simple plan that doesn't do things quite the right way. It's a scheme.
Oh, scheme yeah. 是一种计划、方案、
right.
体系、体制，但是又不是那么的严格哈。
Right.
比如说 a training scheme.
Right.Yeah, something like that.
A local scheme for recycling newspapers.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
当地的报纸的回收计划就是一种计划，可以说 to introduce a scheme or to operate a scheme.
Right, 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 right.
对，是推行什么措施啊，实施什么措施，一种计划方案。这里用到了 money making scheme， 意思就是说赚钱的法子，是不是？那些赚钱的方法，那些 ideas 啊，捞钱的点子，好，好行啊。那我们回顾一下他是怎么做的吧。
Okay, let's backtrack a bit.
Backtrack 这词儿还挺少用的。
Backtrack means talk about something earlier in a long story, or it could be like if you're walking and you decide to turn around and go back a little bit to where you were already, you're also backtracking. Yeah.
那我们就从头开始说哈 ，from the beginning 哈
right, right.
就开始说，就叫 track back， backtrack。
Backtrack.
Backtrack. 往回回溯一段时间，我们回顾一下 ，What did he do? 他是怎么做的呢？
Mm-hmm.
好，
right.
上大学的时候。
In college.
他租了一栋啊，有十个卧室的房子，并把它改造成了地下夜总会、蹦迪等等等。然后挣到了钱，够交学费了。我们来看第三句微信的作业翻译题，同学们是怎么做的？第三句，我们来看院院员。
Okay, so 100%. Yes, we look at that right away.
Yeah.
Okay, he rented a house with 10 bedrooms and changed it into an underground nightclub from which he earned the money for his tuition. 非常好
Yeah. Rent a house. 什么 house 呢 With 10 bedrooms.
Right.
好然后
Huge house.
真是个大 house 啊 Change it into, 把什么变成了什么Earn money for his tuition. 哎呀，用得完美了，简直。
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at 睡莲九十分。
Okay, he rented a house with 10 bedrooms and rebuilt it as an underground nightclub. The money he earned put him through college. 这个长的句子最好是分开两个句子，因为他说 the money he earned. 第一个句子前边是 he rented, 所以肯定要分开两个句子。第一个句子 he rented a house with 10 bedrooms, 可以他说 rebuild it, 有一点不对的因为他没有拆的楼他没有什么换什么什么什么这个楼就用这个楼所以made it into an underground nightclub, made it into an underground nightclub.或者可以用 changed it into an underground nightclub, but 但是 rebuilt 不能用在这儿。
改造不能说 rebuild, 不可以。这个是重盖了这个词儿太大了。Made it into, 把它变成了一个就可以了。Underground nightclub 都没问题吧。好。
Right.
我们看看 Nancy, 85分。
Okay. He rented a 10 bedroom house and turned it into an underground nightclub.这个第一个句子没错非常好。The money you earn is enough to pay for your tuition. 这个有两个错误的。一个是我的挣的钱我没有说了。所以the money he earned, 好。但是不需要必须用 is 在这儿。可以换 he earned enough money, 对不对、
okay.
He rented, blah, 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 blah. He earned enough money, 是比较好很多哦他说 pay for tuition 这个也不对你可以说you know he sorry
pay
from which he earned the money to pay for his tuition he earned the money for his tuition but once you use the word pay and then for after for is what you're going to get right he paid for a college education he paid for his books he paid for hisgown and cap or whatever he was actually getting, you know, so tuition is just the fee. So yeah, we have to change that. Pay tuition, right? 不需要 for, 在这儿。
负担学费 pay tuition 就可以了。
Right, right, right. Yeah.
就可以了。所以老师就给你改成了什么呀？ He, 就说 he earned money or enough money to pay tuition.
Pay tuition, yeah.
非常之简单，
yeah.
非常的简洁。好，我们来看马克是这么说的。
Okay, he rented a 10-bedroom house and turned it into an underground nightclub.
So, rent 是租。
Right.
好，十个房间的大房子呢，叫 10-bedroom house.
Right, 10-bedroom house.
10-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Turned it into or changed it into 都可以、
right.
把它变成了 an underground nightclub
right. right
一个地下的什么 nightclub 就在里面唱歌啊、蹦迪啊哈
right.
就在里面蹦迪、
yeah.
然后 that paid for his tuition
嗯哼
说这笔钱 paid for 负担了他的 tuition、
yeah.It's funny here we say paid for his tuition. It kind of works because the money he earned paid his tuition. That paid for his tuition. That works. But you can't say he paid for his tuition.
对，你只能说那个东西负担了他的 pay for 了他的东西。
Right. That paid for his tuition.
你不能说 he paid for his tuition. No.
Right. Right.
He paid tuition. 好。
Yeah.
马克说，哈哈。
哈哈
我想所有的服务费和那些酒水收入也够付那栋房子的租金了吧。
I guess, all the cover charges and drinks paid the rent on that mansion as well.
Cover charges 是什么？
That's like when you want to get into a nightclub and you have to pay like 300 yuan or whatever to go in. You know, nothing else, just like a ticket, you know.
对，就像门票钱一样啊，这种服务费，以及 drinks 和那些酒水的钱呢，也足够了。Pay the rent on that.
Right.
Man, 什么？
Mansion. Yeah, mansion. Yeah.
宅子。宅子、官邸、府邸那种宅子叫 mansion 那种大楼了哈、啊、，pay the rent on that mansion，
嗯，
啊，付那栋大楼的租金了。是啊，很有商业头脑，对不对
？Yeah, pretty slick, huh?
好，这个词儿 slick， 你们见过吗 ？Slick, S L I C K.
Right, so it means clever, kind of able to do something most people would think is wrong or whatever, but to do it effectively, yeah, pretty slick.
Slick 是那种有点取巧的啊，有点花言巧语的哈、
right.
啊，有点，比如说 slick TV presenters 啊
，sure,
a slick、yeah. salesman.
Yep, yeah, there you go.
啊，娴熟的，灵巧的啊 ，a slick 什么 gear change.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so like work smoothly, you know, get something that's difficult done in,
yeah.
in a remarkably easy way, you know, something like that is slick.
灵巧、聪明哈，很有头脑，对不对？不管怎样啊，在开始攻读斯坦福博士学位的两天后就退学了。
Anyway, 2 days after he started his PhD program at Stanford, he dropped out.
好 2 days after he started his PhD program, wow, 都读到博士了 at Stanford. He dropped out. 好，这个词叫辍学 drop out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Drop out 就是辍学啊。辍学怎么样呢 ？To start the
to start the business career I told you about last time.
Ah, to start the business career I told you about last time. 开启了我上次告诉过你的创业生涯，就是哪一个 Zip Two。
Right. Yeah.
啊，就辍学了，开始办前文说到的 Zip Two 了。好了，知道了。
Got it.
Got it. 知道了。所以，让我们直接跳到特斯拉和 SpaceX 吧。
So let's skip ahead to Tesla and SpaceX.
好，讲一下 skip ahead.
Yeah, earlier we had backtrack, and now we have skip ahead. So when you're in a story or when you're watching a movie or whatever, you can say backtrack or skip ahead. Yeah,
skip ahead 就是跳到前面去，
right.
啊，跳到哪个地方去 ？Skip 就是跳嘛，跳过、略过。让我们就跳到特斯拉吧，直接说特斯拉好了。好的，这就是接下来我要讲的地方。
Sure, that's where I was going next.
Where I was going, 我要去的地方，接下来我要说的地方。
Right.
特斯拉让他怎么样？我们看这句话
，Tesla's been working well for him.
好 ，working well for him 是什么意思
right. ？It's been a successful company. Yeah.
特斯拉呢，让他什么呀？很成功 ，working well，、
right.
进展的非常顺利。你知道的。
As you know.
是的。可是我对那个 space 太空那个更感兴趣。
Right, I'm more interested in SpaceX.
I'm more interested in SpaceX. 好。
Sure.
所以他建造了火箭啊，所以他建造了火箭，并开发了可以重复使用的火箭。
So he built rockets and developed reusable ones.
好。建造火箭，我们可以说 build 了，
mm-hmm,
修建了、
right.
，like build a house 一样、
mm-hmm,
啊。
Sure，
好，叫 build a rocket， 啊 ，build rockets 还不止一个 ，many rockets。
Right。
And developed 还发展了
reusable ones， yeah。
Reusable 可以 reuse 的、
right.
重复使用的火箭，哎、
right. ，
那个我知道。
That I know。
不过。这确实厉害呀
！It's pretty impressive, though.
又来了 ，impressive， 让人印象深刻呀！这确实厉害。他的前三次发射都失败了。
Well, his first three launches failed.
好，说火箭发射啊，项目什么启动啊，我们都用这个词叫 launch。
Launch, yeah, you can use it as a verb or as a noun, yeah.
Launch， 怎么说？ Mm-hmm.他的 his first three launches 可以做名词、here as a noun.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Three launches failed 失败了、
right.
前三次都是花了多少钱啊 that cost a huge amount of money、
it、ran、
right?
him out of money almost he had enough money for a fourth attempt that was it yeah、
前三次发你们敢不敢这样做啊把所有的身家都压在这个项目上这句话怎么说、
yeah.
来 let's see
好
第一位同学我们看
Daisy
All
right, he bets everything on this project.、
嗯、
这个可以，但是这个是2008年，所以 bets 可以换 bet. He bet everything on his project. Everything else is okay.、嗯 yeah.
Daisy 用的好，叫 bet or
yeah,
bet everything on something.、
Right.
赌就是一个字儿，赌，赌上所有的在这个项目上。
Right.
好，我们看 Jim 同学是100分。
Yeah, he poured all his money into the project.
Pour or all his money into the project.
Right.
何军85分。
Okay, he put all his treasure on this project. Treasure 有一点奇怪在这儿，所以可以换 he put all his money into this project.
Money 就可以了 treasure 有点奇怪哈，宝藏。
Yeah, makes me think about pirates. Yeah.
董丽丽是100分。
Okay, he staked all his money on this project.
很好 ,stake 就是也是冒险是吧 ,S-T-A-K-E。Allison Baby 95分
Yeah, he put all his wealth on the project 差不多但是 on 也换 into Right, yeah
Into, 对 put into、
right.
嘛妥妥90分、
right. He put his everything on this project 他的 everything 我觉得是时间 他花的时间的在这儿所以这个 He put everything he had into this project 那我觉得你可以说钱对这个
对
everything he had, 钱房子都卖了、嗯。
可是马克老师用了另外一个说法马克是这么说的。
Okay, he was all in on the project.
Be 什么 all, 全部 in 在里面。
On、
Be all in.
Yeah, yeah.On the project. Yeah, so all in is kind of like one's attitude. We can say he put all his money into the project, but we say be all in on something.
对
yeah, kind of funny.
全情投入赌上全部身家叫 be all in.
是他的态度他的钱都放。
对精神
all in.
对他的心思他的钱他所有的一切赌上全部身家 everything he had, 在里面全压上了就这是 all in, 这真是敢赌啊。但、也担心他的两家大公司会倒闭。
And was afraid both of his major companies would tank.
Afraid, 也害怕啊。他的两个大公司万一倒了不是没钱了吗好这里有一个 tank, 坦克。
Tank.、
啊
Yeah, so that's the same thing as go belly up, same meaning. It means like die, especially kind of quickly. It just becomes like an empty vessel all of a sudden, yeah, like a gas tank or something like that.
对 ,tank 嘛、就是刚才我们说的 go belly up, 一样就是倒闭和破产了。
Right.
也是又学到一个词。
Yeah.
马克说天哪
Jeez.
我都不知道他几乎又变成了贫民窟的穷小子。
I didn't know he came close to Skid Row.
Come close to...就快到一个什么境地了 ？Come close to， 哎，这是一个完全新的短语，叫
skid row， yeah，
S K I D skid、
right.
row R O W，
yeah， so row first of all refers to like a small street or something like that， 一条路可以说 row R O W， right？ It's an informal word meaning street or side of a street or whatever， right？ And then skid is like kind of like where people go if they're homeless。You know, they don't have any house or apartment, so they just take like a tent and some stuff and、set it up on the side of the street. If a bunch of people do that, that's Skid Row.
贫民窟就是非常穷了，都快已经几乎没钱了，兜里没钱了，就叫 Skid Row.
都在外边睡觉。
对
，Skid Row. Yeah.
啊，露天而睡了啊，席地而睡了。晶晶说的确是啊，
yeah.
的确是。
He did.
但是就是这第四次发射成功了。
His fourth launch was successful.
第四次 fourth launch was successful. 紧接着 NASA 就在他们合作开始给了他$1.6 billion.
And NASA gave him $160 million at the start of their contract.
NASA 就是美国航空航天局、
right.
啊，就给了他160万，就是1.6 billion美元、
right.
at the start of their contract 合作。 这个什么条约合作条合同 contract 一开始就给了1.6亿，突然间就有钱了。哇、wow, 那他后来做了什么呢？
What did he do then?
What did he do then? 他跑出去给他妻子买圣诞礼物。
He ran out and got a Christmas present for his wife.
好奇怪的人哈、ran out 就跑出去啊 ，run out、got a Christmas present for his wife， 给妻子买一礼物，结果什么都没买到。
He hadn't done any shopping.
He hadn't done any shopping. 为什么？因为放假呀，所有的商店都关门了。
对对对。And stores were almost all closed for the holiday already.
Stores were almost all closed. 所有的几乎全关门叫 almost all closed.
Right.
什么原因 for the holiday?
Holiday.
Oh, for the holiday already.
Yeah, December 24th. Yeah.
He didn't know that?
No, he knew that. He just, because he sold everything he had to work on the company, he didn't.Sacrifice anything, not even money to buy a Christmas present earlier. Yeah.
Wow, 他把自己给妻子买礼物的钱都已经赌上去了哈，
right,
所以拿到1.6亿以后特别开心，赶紧去给家人买了一个礼物。
Yeah. Right.
所以我们就说呀，这真的是一个励志的故事，不是吗？
Oh, that's an inspirational story, isn't it?
又来了 ，That's the inspirational story,、isn't it?、
Mm-hmm.
难道不是吗、大家觉得如果是励志故事的请打一啊、
right.
我还听说他向太空发射了一辆车。
I also heard he launched a car into space.
啊，所有这些科技的火箭的发射呀，卫星的发射啊、都叫做 launch something、launched a car into space、is that true? 这是真的吗、是真的、
yep.
多亏了埃隆马斯克呀，有一辆特斯拉跑车现在在绕着太阳转呢。
There's a Tesla Roadster orbiting the sun thanks to Elon Musk.
好 ，Tesla Roadster 这个词是什么？跑车我们学过，对不对
right,
？Learned this word before. Roadster.、好，这个 orbit 本来是名词， 是轨道的意思。Orbit.
Right. Yeah. Orbiting here is a gerund, or no, sorry, just a present continuous verb. Yeah.、go around.Right, orbiting. Yeah, the moon orbits the Earth. The moon is orbiting the Earth, right? And the Earth is orbiting the sun. Yeah.
月亮绕着地球转，地球绕着太阳转。我们都可以说 the moon orbits or is orbiting the Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
好，这里有个 thanks to 的意思是幸亏、多亏。
Right.
什么什么？
Right.
啊 ，thanks
because
to
of him.
Because of somebody. 幸亏有他。好，所以这个。Elon Musk 的发家史大家差不多就知道了哈。He started the first company and then sold it. Started a second company and then sold it. Started a second third company and turned it into the fourth company.
Right. Yeah, nice.
等等等，他就是 a company by a company. 好，我们来看看这个人物发迹史的故事里有哪些 new words and phrases 值得一学。
Okay. One, we have a self-made man.
Someone who became wealthy...without having started life in a rich family.
Right,
白手起家、right. 啊、没钱没势。
对对对。第二 go belly up.
When a business fails, only,、only use for a corporate entity, not a person.
Acquire, 或者 acquisition.
When a large company buys a smaller company and makes it a part of their own.
好
就是并购、收购。
Right, right, right. Okay,、money making scheme.
关键是这个 scheme 呢是点子计划，所以呢、
right.
一个挣钱的计划，一个挣钱的点子啊，就是这么说。
To be all in on something.
All in, 全部筹码都压上了，赌上了全部身家了。To be all in on something, 这是我们需要学习的。
Right, tank.
也是 when a business fails, 跟前面的公
司。
Belly up、
yeah,
是一模一样
go belly up,、
破产倒闭做动词。
好，第一次是 Skid Row,
a place where very poor and homeless people go to live.
Right.
好、
yeah.
那 what can we learn from Elon Musk?、
I think he was willing to do uncomfortable things to make money at first. I mean, one thing I didn't include in the dialogue is he worked in a boiler room, so he had to wear this protective suit of like really toxic material. And he did that job for a while, but he was making like $18 an hour in 1989. You know, so that's somebody with no education. I mean, no college education. Mm. He got the job, and that paid for his move to the United States, to Pennsylvania. You know,
He's willing to do uncomfortable things to make money.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And not borrow it from people. You know. Yeah.
这是马克老师觉得呢，就是他的这种愿意摆脱，愿意。接受这种不舒服的现状而去挣钱的这种精神值得人学习。
Yeah.
同学们马上打在公屏上，你觉得伊隆马斯克身上有什么是值得你学习的？好，我们也在今天的直播花絮里继续和大家分享，一直播关注英语 PK 台，我们的微信公众号英语 PK 台节目后为大家推送音频和学问本，大家可以仔细看一看。好的，今天的课堂时间就是这样了哈。That's it for today. Thank you, Mark, for this wonderful topic.
Thank you.
谢谢马克老师，我们直播花絮继续再聊。See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye bye.